Okay, so we are continuing with Siman Dalad. We just saw the Mechaber and the Ramah. Let's see again. Yechatz Yada v'yivarech al metilas yadayim. V'yishemim gam asher yotzar v'afilo le'asetzroch v'chim nagu. So Ramah says, in addition to being mevarech al metilas yadayim, which we mentioned yesterday, the machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba, as to why Chazal were mesaken a bracha, we said it's not to be ma'avid a ruach ra. We don't find a bracha just to be ma'avid a ruach ra, to be misalakit. But the rush is the reason why is because your daima stanyes, and it's impossible that a person didn't touch a makam metunaf. And Chazal will misak in a special bracha for kriyashma and for tefillah. That was the rush. And the Rashba said, every morning a person is considered to be like a bria chadasha, and one needs to be Moedel Hashem, Azevi Akoyin, who is Mekadosh Yadav Min Aki, or Kodim Avidase. And the Mishnah Berurah says that we pass on like both reasons, the Chumrah, we mentioned yesterday, a few Nafkaminas between the Rosh and the Rashba. So, that was that. The Ramah said that Gam Asher Yotzar, they were also mistaken that one should say in Asher Yotzar. So says the Mishnah Berurah, here in Sif Katan Gimel, Gam Asher Yotzar, Hatar Mishum de Babaker Nasa Kabriya Hadasha, Utsrichim Anu Lahide Slai, Viniskan Birkas Alakana Shama Al Shama, Vashayatza Ayasyasa Guf, Vish Oid Tame Machirim, Ayan Bachrainim. Vakosa Vakrim the Garden of the Fiat Tam de Briya Hadasha, in Hoyaner Kalalaila, the person was awake the whole night, the Osman Nasa Briya Hadasha Babaker, in Yachala Lavaraka Shayatzar, and Lay Asa Tsrakov. So we saw this yesterday. The person's up the whole night. You can't say an Asher Yotzar unless you go to be excused. And then we saw that the Mishnah Berurah spoke about a situation where if a person goes to be excused in the middle of the night, that there are those who would rely on the Asher Yotzar in the morning. But on that, the Mishnah Berurah said it's a problem because, number one, you're supposed to say the Asher Yotzar immediately. Number two, if a person needs to be excused the second time, so then you need to make a separate second Asher Yotzar. And therefore the best thing to do is to get dressed, wash, and say the bracha. And as we mentioned, nowadays it's very difficult to be makel bechlal when it's that much easier. We've got our bathrooms and so on. Now the remark continued and said, Vafiru le'asa tzrachav, even if one did not the excuse, the remark still said that the midig is to say an Asher Yotzar. So the remark said, and the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Dalad, "Va'reitzel istalig min asafek." But if a person wants to say the bracha in a way that they remove themselves from any safek, because at the end of the day, there are shittas which say that a person should say Asher Yotzar only if you have actually gone to be excused. "Va'reitzel istalig min asafek." Yizayir las istrach of tekef achar she'erim mayim al yadav shalosh ba'amim. A person should be careful, should be mindful to go to excuse themselves after you wash Nagel Vasa three times. So in other words, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it comes out that one is going to wash Nagel Vasa in the morning, one will excuse oneself, and then one will wash a second time. And this would be the best way forward. Meaning, so we said, number one, a person washes Nagel Vasa in the morning. So even though the Lashon of the Mechaber, as we saw yesterday, was Yirchetz Yadav Yivarech Al Netilas Yadayim, which was mashma, that you immediately say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim upon washing Nagel Vasa. Here the Mishnah Berurah is saying, b'shem the Magen Avraham, that Toiv Yosef Shalei Yivarech Afilu Birkas Nitzal Shidayim Ad La'achar Netzila Shmiya Shneit La'achar Yitzias Mibes Hakise. But you're better off waiting. Ubefratim Hayitzarech L'Nikavav Be'ez Netzila Rishayna. And especially if you needed to be excused, I mean, you're just washing Nagel Vasa first because you want to remove the Ruach Ra as soon as possible, so you're just washing, but you need to excuse yourself, then you certainly are better off not saying a bracha. If you're desperate to relieve yourself, you shouldn't be saying brachas. In other words, remember, we're saying over here that there's two reasons. There's the reason of the Rosh and there's the reason of the Rashba. The reason of the Rosh was, he said, you touch a makom tzunuf. And Chazal were misakin a bracha before Kriya Shema and Tefillah. So it's kind of a preparation for Tefillah. The Rashba said it's more a din of a kayin who's natal yadav min akiyar. Every single morning is considered to be a new day in Yishlichus and so on. So it says the Chayadim, the best thing to do is wait until you have gone to excuse yourself properly and v'reitzel hispalo, and you're actually kind of somewhat ready to daven. He points out here in the footnote in 16, I mean, if we're saying that part of the idea of the bracha of Nitzil Shadayim is to prepare yourself for tefillah, and you know for a fact that you're going to have to touch a makom tzunuf, part of your body which is usually covered before yishtabach. So he quotes here from Rav Shlomo Zalman, "Sherashoy levarich al nitzil shadayim kodem atzvila la'acha shenikas atzmei she'alf l'shitas harosh she'tam anatil avar brachu mishrim nikiyas l'kriyash ma'u l'tzvila." So ask Rav Shlomo Zalman. Remember, we're saying the whole time we're going to be machmir for the Rosh, we're going to be machmir for the Rashba. The Beis Yosef says the reason why we wash our hands, maybe it's because of the Rosh's reason in preparation for Tefillah, maybe it's because of the Rashba's reason, because every day you're considered to be a new person, you have the new Shlichus and so on. So I'd come with it, I know for a fact that I will have to go to the bathroom once again before Yishtabach. So surely I'm not really ready for Tefillah until that second time that I've gone to the bathroom. That's for her what comes out. So, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, nevertheless, even according to the Rosh, Shetam and Etzil of Abrachahu Mishum Nikias Lekriya Shema Letzvila, Mikol Mokim Kevin She'oimed Hu Lahaskal Seder HaTzvila, Yochel Hu Levarech. Nevertheless, you're about to begin Seder HaTzvila, then it's correct to say Abrachah. So in other words, we don't look literally at where will I be holding by Kriya Shema? Will I have needed to have gone to the bathroom a second time and therefore I'm not really prepared to daven and therefore only then should I say the bracha? Once you're ready to daven, then you can say the bracha. So again, says the Chayyadim, says the Mishra Bavishim the Chayyadim, Chayyadim Kasab, Denochen Lahamtim Milavarech Alitil Shadayim Ad La'achesh Menaka Atzmi Ritz Lespal Ein Shem Taimai Achdach Matzasi B'Seif Ma'isa Rav Shekein Hayunayik Agra V'ayin B'Bir Halacha. So in other words, what comes out is like this. If a person goes, and there is a discussion, if a person is bursting, a person is desperate to be excused, is it so poshut to wash Nagel Vasser first? Or maybe a person, you know, remember we said at the end of Siman Gimel, that Masha Nekovov Oiver Mishum Baal Teshaktsu. There is a real Baal Teshaktsu Cheshvan. We mentioned, even though Mechazon Ish said maybe nowadays it doesn't apply, the Mishnah Berurah said, Umishum Shaloyi Akar is another thing that for a man specifically, one needs to be mindful not to hold oneself back. So it's not so simple. If a person, they do say that if a person is desperate, you're probably better off relieving yourself. One obviously needs to be careful before Nagel Vasa not to touch any orifice, as we saw yesterday. But it could be that that is what you should do first. But if a person is not the chuf to be excused, and they wash Nagel Vasa first, as soon as possible, to remove the Ruach Ra, and then they're going to go relieve themselves again, and then they're going to wash again, so should they then immediately, upon exiting the toilet, say, Amitil Shadayim? Not so simple, not necessarily. Because we're saying that it's once you're kind of prepared and ready for tefillah. So Lamasha, let's say now you're going to go and you're going to get changed. You're going to put your clothing on, and you might touch your stomach, your legs, tie your shoes, and so on. You're going to have to wash your hands again. So you're not really ready for tefillah as such once you come out of the bathroom. So even though we said that the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Yirchatz Yadav Yivarach Aharon Kol Shadayim, is mashma, that it's pretty much miyad, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, and again, this is really very much based on the Beis Yosef who says that we have to always consider the Rosh and the Rashba's reasons. At the same time, we pass me both in the Chumrah and at Kama that they were only mistaken according to the Rosh. And so then once you're ready for Tefillah, and the Rosh says, because you're touching parts of your body, so if I wash my hands when I go to the toilet, and then I'm going to come out and touch my body again when I get changed, and I'm going to touch my shoes, even the Rosh would agree that you're not ready yet to say the bracha. So therefore, it's very makubal to wait a little bit before you say the bracha of Aleph Tel Sadaim. And you know, some just do it as far as you know with the Seder HaBrachas. They do it with the Seder HaBrachas, and they push it off a little bit. And that is what is coming out according to the Mishnah Berurah. Now we said in the continuing in the Shulchan Aruch, we said that Mayim Apsulim Lemetilas Yadayim L'Seuda, which we're going to see in Kuf Samach, Kisheirim Lemetilas Yadayim L'Tvila. So the first opinion is that we are more makel when it comes to washing one's hands in the morning. When it comes to washing your hands for bread, then we're going to be more machmer. But certain mayim, which is possible in tilsidaim l'studa, is kasherim and tilsidaim l'tfila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Heri Simen Kuf Samach, Dahainu mayim shnishkanu mareyan, if there's been a change of color, oynase behem malacha, or if thought as somehow you've used the mayim, let's say you filled up a bag and you used it as a weight, and I don't know, some malacha was done with the mayim, oyim maluchim, it's particularly salty, oyisruchim, it's smelly water, and so on, she'in a kelav yachol lishteis mehem, a dog with a slightly discerning palate would not be so keen on drinking this. Unishamachi ru'uyim, shamachi ru'uyim letzvila, the can, the can late sarach harak mishrim nikius ba'al mahir. It's an inyan of nikius, as we're going to say, it's an inyan to be masalat the rock raw, and here we are more makel. That was opinion number one of the Shulchan Aruch, and as we mentioned yesterday, stam and yesh oimrim halacha kastam. But nevertheless, he says miu yesh misha oimer v'lei mevarich alayu. He quotes the Ra'ah, who says that you better not off not saying a bracha. Deloy mevarich, ratzalei ma'al netilas yadayim, rak al nikias yadayim. We shouldn't say al netila, because netila implies with mayim, and mayim has got to be mayim, which is roy. It's got to be roy lishtia, it's got to be roy, and this is not considered to be proper mayim. Elamai, it's something which is menakeh. It's menakeh. It's no different than if you rub your hands on a table, on a wall, that you know, we're going to see also that there's this concept of saying a bracha of al nikius yadayim, because there's a concept called midi de menakeh, anything which has the ability to be menakeh. But to say al nikius yadayim, which is more an inyan of the mayim, this is not considered to be a proper mayim. That's what we're saying. Yeah, it's an interesting point. I mean, in what ways? In other words, if it's mamish foul and filthy, difficult to hear in the kias. I hear that. Yeah. So we said dilim mivarech alayhu. The achrenim mechriu the yuchol levarich al netilas yadayim. The achrenim are kind of go like the first day on. Fine, come on with siv zayin over mishnah buris sif katan tez zayin. Fine. So bekitzim ma'ol biyadeno. We've mentioned. We've introduced the two shitas, the Rosh and the Rashba, the two reasons as to why Chazal were masakin. As we mentioned, it's not because you're removing the Ruach Ra. Chazal were not masakin brachas for the removal of a negative. It's either because it has something to do with preparation for Tefillah, and we mentioned the Kasha of the Magen Avraham, who says, well, if so, if you go to the bathroom before Mincha and you touch part of your body, and now you're about to daven, well, you also should say a bracha. And we see not like that. The Magen Avraham seemed to prefer the pshat, the shoot of the Rashba, Lamaisa, we said we pass him like both of them, Lachumra, and therefore, even though there are nafkaminas, like sleeping in gloves, and so on, or burdens up the whole night, we pass him like both reasons, Lachumra. Good. Let's see, days. Yidaktik la'areis aleyen mayin shalish pa'amim lahava ruach rosh shir aleyen. One should be medactic to pour three times over your hands, because this is the only way to remove the ruach rosh shira aleihen. Now we're going to see. We're going to see that there's various times we're going to say I mean, you know, can a person just wash their hands under a tap? Can a person just pour a revius of mayim over their hands? You know, when you wash for bread, it's customary to wash twice on each hand. Here we're saying three times. So sometimes it's more a concept of the quantity. As long as I'm washing my hands with the revius of mayim, that's all I need. And we're going to see when it comes to in Siman Kuf Samach, when it comes to washing hands for a suda, if a person pours, or certainly if you pour a revius on each hand, you don't have to wash, you know, twice on each hand. You don't have to wash twice on each hand. But here, this is based on the Gemara Shabbos, that in order to be misalig the Ruach Ra, here there's a kepeda of three times. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yedakta Kichutz, Me'atayim Imaniskarim Besifkatin Aleph Shetzach Litzel Yadav Litzvila, and besides that, there's no requirement to wash three times. The Kohanim didn't have to wash three times in the morning. Mitzarech Litzel Gami Shem Ruach Ra, Hashera Al Yodayim. So it's like only now in Tziv Beis we're introducing the concept of Ruach Ra. Like we mentioned, they would never have been misakin a bracha because of being misalik for the removal of the bad. That's why we first introduced in Sif Aleph that they were misakin a bracha. That's either the Rosh, that's either the Rashba. So Beis is telling us, you should know, let's kill two birds with one stone. You're washing your hands anyway, so you also have to remove the Ruach Ra. That requires three times. Laris Aleihem, V'yitlim Mechatchila Ad Perik Hazroya. So ideally you should wash until where your hand meets your arm, the wrist. Din Einli Ma'ayim Dai Ad Kishri Etzba Oisov. It's sufficient to the knuckles. V'tzarech Lifshit Hakapis Kemishreitz L'Kabal Davar. You should kind of stick out, stretch out your the palms, as if you're trying to receive something, v'yagbiem k'neged ha'roish, and lift them up k'neged ha'roish, gamtev l'hadiach piv. We said also that it is good for a person to rinse out their mouth. U'betainis tzibur loy yadiach. When it comes to tainis tzibur, you should not rinse out your mouth. So number one, we mentioned already before that a person is supposed to wash one's face mishim kvoid kainai. And therefore you're supposed to wash your face and also the inside of your mouth so that you say a bracha in a nice, clear way. Whereas if a person has yet to rinse out the inside of their mouth, then perhaps that's going to make it, you know, difficult to say Yishem Hashem, the Kedusha, and so on. When it comes to washing out one's mouth in a tiny tzibur, so we're going to see later on that there is room to be makel on a tiny tzibur. People often ask about, you know, washing, brushing their teeth, using mouthwash on a tiny tzibur. And we will see later on that there is room to be makel even on a tiny tzibur. Certainly, a tiny tzibur where there's no isser rechitza. In other words, on Yom Kippur, where there's an isser rechitza, on Tisha B'Av, where there's an isser rechitza, so some say there you can't rinse out your mouth because typically that you're doing an act of rechitza. Whereas if it's Shavasa B'Tamas, Sar B'Tavis, and so on, where there's no isser rechitza per se, you can't say there's a problem of rinsing your mouth mitzad the rechitza Shabbai. The only isser is mitzad Shtia. So there, you know, if a person you know, gargles with mouthwash or brushes their teeth, where a person specifically does not want to swallow any of the mouthwash, number one, and number two, and it's, they find it quite difficult or troublesome, you know, for them not to brush their teeth, and they're, you know, either call them an istinus, they're finicky, they're delicate, and so on, the poskim are makel for that. Well, that we will see later on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shalosh Pa'am of Afilur Shi, the Harbei, the Pa'am Echad Einei Moyel. So unlike other times where washing your hands is for a different reason, like Lamashal by Se'uda, I mean, there it's going to be a din of a revius. I mean, such a fascinating din. If you have a revius, this cup is a revius, you know, Rav Chaim Noah, 86 milliliters, Chazanish, 150. But the halacha is, if you have a revius of Mayim, the Gemara says an amazing thing. not only can you wash one person's hands, which isn't very much, 86 milliliters is a very small amount of water to wash your hands for moitzi, but you can even wash two people's hands with it. If I start out with a revius is able to do what needs to be done, even for more than one person. So on that says the Mishnah Berurah, Afilu Shefach Harbe V'Pa'am Echad doesn't help. Ki Ein Haruach Chaylech Ela B'Shalosh Pa'amim. You need three times. Da'ainu V'Pa'am Echad Al Yad Yemin Achikach Yad Smol At Shalosh Pa'amim B'Sirugin. Back and forth. Receive my tzedakah cost of Arab Pa'amim, he says it's good to do it. A fourth time, Shalosh Pa'amim will have a Ruach Ra. Three times removes the Ruach Ra. Why are you doing it a fourth time? The Revius, Lahav Ramayim Shenitzmu, because you have the residual water on your hands, which is still Tomei, and therefore, says the guy, and you should do that also. There is an afkamina, those people who are Machmer to wash four times, there can be a kula which comes out of it on Tisha B'Av, or on Yom Kippur morning. When you're washing Negovas, if you're always machber because you feel that you need to wash four times based on this gra, so then you're entitled to wash a fourth time on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av also, because that karma, that's the way you are now. So lahazir menashim shiyazaru benitzal sivam shalosh ba'amim b'sirugin kivay nashim. Women who do not necessarily learn halacha need to be taught this halacha. The gam ki hei mesakni samachalon. And also because of the preparation of the food, shalei yitamum bideyem shouldn't become tamei gam yeishli zar shaktanim yitlu yideyem b'shachris ki neigim b'mayichol. So if we ask ourselves, people ask, at what stage or what age do I start to need to wash my child negelvas? When do I need to wash in the morning? What? So the Mishnah Berurah says, ketanim who touch food ki neigim b'mayichol. And so because they touch the food, it seems to be more of a issue of sakana as such, and that's the reason why they should do it. I mean, he quotes over here in 23, "Ubinigir b'machalam al yekatan shleigir lechinach." Let's see, a young child, an 18-month-year-old, touched food. So he quotes from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, "Shenagul lahakol ba." One could be mekel. One is allowed to eat the food. He quotes from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Ideally, one should be machmer even from a very young stage. And he quotes over here from Rabbi Yashiv, who says once a child is able to start to walk, then you should be machmer. Some say once a child is already taking food themselves and touching it, you should be machmer, and so on. One need not be concerned if a non-Jew touches it. There is a big question/problem, and that is, so we're saying if a non-Jew handles food and they haven't washed negelvaster, not three times and certainly not four times like the gra, okay, no problem. But if you have a kosher restaurant and you have Yiddish workers and they're not washing negelvaster in the morning, so there's a mashkiach there to make sure that the food is kosher, and maybe Shem Shabbos turns on the gas and all that type of stuff. But if you've got someone there handling the food, so isn't that an issue? Isn't that a problem? And, there are deus. It's not so simple. And it's not just, so what are you going to tell? What are you going to force them to wash negelvaster? So some say, there are shitas which say that even if you wash with not three times, maybe it removes the ruach ra. But they scratch their head. I guess you'd have to wash your hands again, mind you, to come up with a heter as to what do you do in a kosher restaurant in Eretz Yisrael where you've got a Jewish worker who doesn't wash negelvaster. In theory, that should be a potential problem. Okay, we will call it here, and Bez Hashem pick it up next week. Chodesh, everyone.